Take your Bibles and look with me in Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2, and we come to the story of Simeon and Anna. We talked about them and saw them tonight, and I just want to share a very brief message with you tonight regarding these two characters, specifically Anna tonight. If you'll look with me in God's Word, beginning in verse number 25 of Luke chapter number 2, the Bible says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." In verse 36, we meet Anna. And Anna is an interesting character in God's Word. She is a very old lady. I'm not saying anything about Patty. She was a very old lady. The Bible gives us a record of about how old she was. She got married. She was betrothed, and then she got married. From the time she got married, she was married, as far as we can tell, for 7 years. So if she was 16 when she got married, she was married for 7 years, and she had been a widow serving the Lord in the temple for the last 84. I think that's 107 years old. And God's working her heart, and she's still faithfully serving the Lord. Anna's a testimony to all of us that it's never too late to serve the Lord. And the prime of life is any time in life when we're in the center of God's will. God's using Anna in a mighty way. Anna, her name literally means grace. And one thing that Anna learned through all of her years serving the Lord in the temple was that Anna was not in herself able to satisfy the demands of the law. Simeon had come and become quite aware of the same thing. And so Anna and Simeon alike, they began not to look for redemption from the law, but redemption from a Savior. God in His Word had promised that Jesus would come. And so the Bible tells us, gives us this testimony about Anna. She had served God in the temple with fastings and prayers night and day. And in verse number 38, the Bible says, she coming in that instant, Simeon's got Jesus held up in the air. Mary and Joseph are wondering at all that's going on. And Anna walks in at that instant, the Bible says, and gave thanks. She thanked God for sending the Messiah. Likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. What'd she begin to do? Her message changed. I believe that Anna's message to anybody that asked when they came to the temple, when they were looking for somebody to pay the price for their sins, I think that she was pointing to the fact that God has promised there's coming a Messiah. But at that moment when she saw Jesus lift up in the hands of Simeon, her story changed. And when people came looking for redemption at the temple, the Bible says that Anna told them about him. It's wonderful. Do you know what Anna realized? The same thing that all of us must realize. that we cannot redeem ourselves. Redemption is when our sin debt is paid for. You see, there are a lot of folks operating under that Old Testament system who believe that somehow they were paying their own sin debt by doing and adhering to the works of the law. But I'll just tell you something. If you study the law with much depth at all and with much integrity and honesty and you are just, then you realize pretty quickly that I've broken the law and I cannot satisfy the demands of a righteous God. And I need to be paid for. The Bible says it very plainly and perfectly, of course. She spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. There were people who weren't fooled by the religion of the day. There were people who had sought the Lord and God was working in their hearts. And the people who came to Jerusalem talking to Anna from that point forward saying, "Hey, I'm a sinner. I need somebody to pay my sin debt." From that point forward, she talked about him. Redemption's a beautiful thing. I guess the best way to describe redemption is this little story. There was a little boy, and he carefully crafted in his house a boat, a toy boat. He worked very diligently at it and made it just right and painted it and cleaned it up and made sure it would float and tied a rope to it and carried it out to the river near his home and set it out with his string tied to it, and he'd go out a little bit and he'd pull it back in. He'd go out a little bit. He played like this until one day he got his boat in some water that was a little too rough for the string that was tied to it. As the boat went out in the water and caught the current, the string broke. He ran down the riverbank trying to get to his boat, but his boat was caught in the current and eventually had to give up. A few days, he was walking down the street in the local town, walked past the pawn shop. And in the front window of the pawn shop, there was his boat. He was elated. He loved that boat. He goes in the pawn shop and speaks to the cashier and says, "That's my boat. That's my boat." And the cashier says, "It may be your boat, but it's my boat now. And if you want it, you'll have to pay for it." "How much?" "$1." The little boy ran home and scrounged up $1 worth of change and ran back to the pawn shop and handed the money to the clerk. The clerk handed him his boat. As the boy walked out of the store, he's holding his boat. He loves his boat, and he's talking to his boat. And he looks down at his boat, and he says, as he's rubbing it and excited about having it back, he said, "I created you, and now I've bought you." And that is a perfect picture of what God did for us when He redeemed us. He created me, but He created me with a free will, an opportunity to accept or reject Christ as my Savior. But I want you to know something. Not only did He create me, He didn't stop there. Aren't you glad? He redeemed me with uncorruptible seed, His blood. He didn't only create me, but He redeemed me when I accepted His free gift of salvation. So Anna's message, you know what it was? The people who came to the temple seeking true forgiveness and a relationship with God. She says, "You can have redemption because God has sent His Redeemer." That's the message of Christmas. Folks, I want you to know something so wonderful. God loves you. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loves you. It's wonderful. But here's a very sobering truth. All men are sinners. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. And our sin must be paid for. It must be redeemed. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death." That death is not just a physical death. It's a spiritual death. It's separation from God forever in a place called hell. It's as real as I'm standing here. The Bible says so. Jesus paid the price for our sins on the cross of Calvary. What do I have to do? I must personally pray and receive Christ by faith as my Savior. How can I have this redemption? I can have this redemption by trusting in Jesus. A lot of places in the Bible it's called getting saved. Saved from the penalty of death and the penalty of sin. When I was a kid, I got saved. It's an amazing thing that God did in my heart. I realized I was a sinner. The Gospels explained to me that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for my sins. He'd been buried in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later He rose victoriously. As a child, simple childlike faith, I called on the Lord. I asked Jesus to come into my heart. He forgave my sins. He promised He'd never leave me nor forsake me. I received at that moment, as just a child, everlasting life. And folks, I want you to know, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you can receive the exact same thing. That's the message of Christmas. Jesus is our Redeemer. That's the message of Anna. If you were to ask Anna today, "Hey Anna, I'm a sinner, what do I do?" She'd say, "I saw Jesus. He changed my life, and He'll do the same for you." Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.